Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lucretia Hayes, your host of The Awakening. And today's show, Bosses Make Money. So, together for quite some time now, and you guys keep showing up. Money works. Taxes, how, you know, to basically live that life that you want to live without actually working yourself into a coma. You know, guys, before we get started with today's show, I want to make a couple of announcements and kind of invite you guys to some information that could really help you along. First of all, as you know, my co-host to this show has several books. Her first book was many years ago, but recently she's delved into affirmations and challenges that you can use to actually get yourself out of that stuck place. And she's did this book, Affirm Like a Boss, and I think I've mentioned it on the show at least three or four times. Some of you guys maybe have gotten it. If you haven't, get Affirm Like a Boss. She has a new book coming up, and we'll be discussing that on another show. But anything that you see with Armitria Misha or Lucretia Hayes, if it's a book, guys, you need it. Trust me. The books that we write and the things that we do is to actually build you and to encourage you. There's only so much we can do in person, but, you know, when you're getting the books, you're getting the information, and you're putting yourself in a position that you continue to grow regardless of where we are, what we're doing, okay? Now, the other thing I want to talk to you guys about is this. I would like for you guys to start, well, let me say it this way. Some of you have already looked into my econ. Some of you haven't. And you're actually in a position right now where you're getting your tax money and all of that. And I'm asking you guys to make sure that you take a good look at what we offer so that you can have that life that you want to live. Guys, it's imperative that you guys do, you know, what you can do. I'm having computer problems, guys, so that noise that you hear is not one of our ads. It's something that keeps playing in the computer. But anyway, we're going to continue the show. Guys, look into my econ. Look into the minimizing taxes, the eliminating debt, the creating residual and leverage income aspects that we offer. The reason why I say that is because as much as we talk about this show, you still got to have an avenue to create enough money to get your money working for you. You still need the vehicle. And my econ is a very powerful. When I say that, it just seems like that's not putting all the effort into it that I really should. But it's a very powerful option. It's a vehicle that it's like an armored tank compared to most vehicles, because not only do you have the network marketing aspect of it to earn money and tons of products, all kinds of products, anything that a person could possibly want, we have some kind of way that you could put it into their life through my econ, through our cashback model, through our, many, many, many affiliations. So that aspect is there. But here's the thing, guys. Tons of network marketing companies are out there. The difference is with my econ, not only do we have the network marketing and the earning the money, we have the strategies and secrets of millionaires, people who are actually putting this information to work for them and doing the things that we're trying to get you guys to do, what we want you guys to see. So, again, like I said, make sure that you really take a good look at my econ. Don't just dismiss it as just another network marketing company. I want you to really, really look at it as an opportunity to do amazing things. Now, with that being said, I really want us to get into today's show. Today's show was titled Bosses Make Moves and Money. And the reason why I titled today's show that is because it's really important that we understand, while we're in a place where people say, I'm a boss because of this, that, or whatever else the case may be, most people don't even know what a boss is. They don't know, you know, that a boss is not someone who answers to someone else about their paycheck. See, one of the things that makes you a boss is the fact that you're in a position to control your income, to control your moves, and to have dominion over your time. You got to understand, guys, that regardless of what happens, no matter where it happens at the end of the day, somebody is going to make a determination about your life, whether it be you hitting the clock and you having a business that you work for. One day, if they decide to close, you're out. You don't get a vote in that. You don't get to say, oh, I want the company to stay on for another 10 years, at least until I hit retirement. You have nothing to say about it. It's only the owners of the business who makes that determination. And so what they do, what's going on in their personal lives, I want you to think about this. When you have a job, not only are you dependent on that job to stay open, but let's just break it down to what your job is. Your job is someone else's business. Your job is based upon someone else's decision to own and operate a business. If, per se, they ever decide that they no longer want to own and operate a business, they want to cease and desist, then you have lost, you're out of an income, okay? That's why it's a scary thing to depend on employment. Guys, Jewish people have been teaching their children for years that money is, your financial future needs to be based upon your own business and your own investments, because the weakest way to make money, the way that makes you more susceptible to financial ruin, is to work for someone else. Now, I want you guys to really spend some time about, because I'm not telling you, some of you got great jobs. Some of you may be making upwards of $100,000 a year. Some of you may even be making $200,000 or $300,000 a year. But it does not matter how much you make. What, at the end of the day, what does matter is that you're able to keep what you're making, that you're not losing it to taxes, that you're not losing it to debt. And also what matters is that you're in a position to determine how long you make it. Again, regardless of what kind of job you got, as long as you're working for someone else's business, you don't know whether that job will truly be there tomorrow or not. You know, one day I was doing some research when I was going to Kaplan University, and in the research, we went to Hoover.com, and that's a neat site, guys. I suggest you look it up, especially as you learn to invest, and that's something that my econ teaches. But anyway, you can get all this information about businesses in the United States. So we were doing research at Hoover, and I read something that was so powerful. Kmart had filed bankruptcy, okay? 18 months, because see, some of you right now think Sears owns Kmart. Well, I'm going to blow your mind. 18 months out of bankruptcy, Kmart bought Sears. Did you just hear that? 18 months out of bankruptcy, Kmart came along and bought Sears, a company that wasn't in trouble, but they were. But Sears' brand is stronger, and that's why almost everyone thinks that Sears bought Kmart out, but it was actually the other way around. Now, guys, the thing is, I brought that up to say this. Businesses get into financial trouble all the time. Sometimes they make it and sometimes they don't. But when you're working for one, your whole financial future is based upon what this person, this one person at the top, these two people at the top, this team at the top decide and what they're able to do to save the company or whatever. And when heads get ready to roll, you can believe the owner's not going to step down and sacrifice their income. No, it's going to be some people like us that's cut from the roster. And so, like I say, again, I want to reiterate, jobs make you vulnerable. Business is what we should have always been teaching our children. We should be preparing people to become business owners rather than preparing them to become slaves to a system, because employment is a system. And if you don't ever understand the system, then you'll make the same mistake that countless other people have made. You will begin to depend on it and get to a place where if it breaks, and systems, everyone knows, all systems eventually have problems or break down. When the system breaks, you find yourself out, okay? When you think as a business owner and you understand that it's ultimately up to you to determine your financial future, that there's something about you that's marketable, there's something, some talent you have that you could utilize to secure your financial future. So that's when you start looking at other options, you know, where some people actually cut hair and open up barber shops and beauty shops. Some people open up car lots. Some people open up little stores or restaurants or whatever they may do. Some people franchise in with McDonald's or Subway or something like that. And then some people into network marketing. Network marketing is a $167 billion industry, guys. And I want you to really think about that, $167 billion. I ain't say million. That's a lot of money being paid out annually to people who are bold enough to say, I trust that I can make money on my knowledge and my ability to talk to people. Because guess what? We all do it. Every day we're all talking to other people. We're making decisions, and we're doing what we need to do to make money, but we're not being paid for it. You know, if I see a good movie and I tell somebody about it and they go see it, the people that own, that made that movie are not going to pay me a referral fee. They just have that in their mind built in, like, okay, if somebody see it and they like it, they're going to tell somebody about it because that's what we do. Well, in network marketing, you have that same thing going on, but this time you're getting paid for running your mouth, basically. Well, I ran across my econ, and I like the fact that the Family Shield 360 helps me, you know, fix my credit and also gives me legal assistance and also tax preparation assistance and life coaching, so to speak, events, life event planning or whatever. It gives me all these options or whatever and identity theft protection. So I like that. And then someone else says, well, I think I'm going to go buy it. Well, with my econ, now you're being paid for that. Thing is, guys, you have to be open to your answer. Bosses make moves and money. Because here's the thing, money always follow your move. You got to get that. You have to understand, guys, you have to make a decision. And I'm trying to think of the best way to say this because I don't want to offend anyone, but I have to be honest. You have to make a decision that you would rather be ahead of where you are now than to be comfortable like you are on the inside. See, some of us don't do it because we don't want to be challenged on the inside. See, a no doesn't really challenge me physically. You understand what I'm saying? When I say something to somebody and they say, no, I'm not interested, it does nothing to my physicality. But what it does affect sometimes is my emotions, my mental stability. And if I'm insecure, and I want you guys to listen to this, if I'm insecure, someone else's no will expose it. Okay, so a lot of people avoid network marketing and that kind of thing because they don't want to be exposed. They don't want their weaknesses exposed. They don't want to actually say, you know what, I do need to do this work. I need to learn these things. You know, they don't want to do that. So today what I'm telling you to do and what I'm challenging you to do is to actually challenge everything that's been challenging you. One of the things that Armitra often says, and I've actually heard some other coaches use it too, is that you have to feel fear afraid. In other words, what's the worst thing that can happen if I try any opportunity? Rather be network marketing, rather I want to jump out there and shoot, open up a car lot, or you know what I'm saying, whatever it is I might want to do. What is the worst thing that could happen? It could not work. I could fail at it. Let's just say that's the worst that could happen. Lose whatever money I put into it and the time investment that I put into it. Now, for some people, that's terrifying. And so because they have that fear, they don't ever try anything because the fear of failure has crippled them and caused them to lose their ability to jump out there and try anyway. They don't dare anymore because they want that sure thing. And so the job is a sure thing. I know if I get there and I clock in every day, I'm going to be paid. Well, let me tell you a little story about something that happened right in Fort Ice, Arkansas many years ago. It was a place set open. Anybody from Fort Saw, they can testify to this. Peace Place opened, and they hired up a bunch of people, and they ran that place for 2 weeks, but by the time it was time to cut checks and release it, they packed up and left, and they didn't pay anybody. Because you know what happens with a job? And see, I want you guys to think about this. What happens with a job is we make an initial investment. See, some of you say, well, I don't want to invest no money in a company so that I can actually start selling their products. I don't want to do that. But you make a bigger investment, believe it or not, into your job. Let's say even if you get paid every week, you actually begin working before they pay you anything. Okay? Now you work a week, and then that second week you work, and then you see a paycheck. Okay? So you done gave 2 weeks up before you ever saw a dime. And keep in mind, you was paying for gas to get back and forth to work, any wardrobe you had to get because of your new job, and the food that you eat on your lunch break, and this and this and that. So you got all of this investment before you begin to get a paycheck. In your own business, you don't even want to give yourself that chance. You say, well, I got to make money immediately. You would not believe, guys, those of you who are listening, how many people I've had to quit my econ before they even done one thing because they wanted to get in and just be paid for signing up. And, guys, I'm going to tell you right now, while there are some sites and stuff online that will pay you just for basically signing up, you're talking about a $2 check, $3 checks, $10 checks. I mean, to the degree that it's worth, is your time worth? I mean, all the time you spend going through these forms and you end up with $5 or $10, that's good. Did it really help you financially other than to maybe put a little gas in your car? No, it didn't. Guys, to whom much is given, much of the same much is required. And now I want to flip that also. A small investment begets a small reward. A major investment gets you a major award. Now, when it comes to starting your own business, I don't know of any businesses, and I've started a few, that you can begin with less than $1,000. You're going to need some paperwork done. You're going to need all these different things handled. You're going to need your overhead handled. You're talking about thousands. If you're talking about, like, franchising in with something that's already successful to kind of minimize your risk of loss, like Subway or Quiznos or just anything like that, Wingstop, you're talking about hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars, before you need to make anything. But then when a person says, well, come join, for instance, I'm using my econ because I am absolutely in love with this business. A person says to you, come join my econ. You say, how much does it cost to sign up? They say $179.99. You go, that's too much. Well, it's only too much if you don't understand how much you deserve everything that they're going to bring into your life. If you know what you're worth, you don't shortchange yourself. One day I went shopping with a friend, and I know you guys like, she got a story for everything, but I'm almost 40, so I'm supposed to have some shoes. So I went shopping with a friend, and she was over there on the regular rack. See, y'all, I grew up on welfare. I'm just going to tell you now, my grandma couldn't even read or write. So she raised me on $162 a month. That was it. So say I grew up poor is an understatement. So I wasn't used to that. I went always straight for clearance rack, 50% and up, 50%, 75% racks. That's my thing. So she's over there, and she's looking at this suit, and it was like $399. I said, no, you ain't going to buy that. She said, yeah. She said, actually, it look cute on you. You should get this brown one. I said, girl, I wish I would pay $400 for a suit. Heck no, I can go over there and get about 20 things for $400 on the clearance rack. She was like, you don't love yourself more than that, and walked off. I felt some kind of way. Guess what I ended up walking out that store with? A $400 suit. First time ever I spent that much money on myself. And I don't know, I think I might have worshipped that suit for a while, guys, because I was like, I can't believe I just did that. I am losing my mind. Why would I buy a $400 suit? It's not worth that. But see, that wasn't really what I was saying, guys. I'm going to mess you up right here. My mouth was saying, it's not worth that. But I could feel the materials, great material. I was looking at the stitching, great stitching. The slip that was sewn in was perfect. I mean, the suit felt like butter. Oh, my God, you just don't know. So, yeah, it was worth it. So what was I really saying? I was really saying I'm not worth it. I don't need no $400 suit in my mind because why? You know what I'm saying? I'm not worth $400. I don't go nowhere. I don't do nothing. All I do is go to church. All I need is some little thing. And as long as we think like that about ourselves, I'm trying to empower you today. As long as we think like that about ourselves, whether we admit it out loud or not, we will never really succeed. So you look at $179.99 and you say, okay, with this $179.99 investment, and that's why it's important to watch the videos at MaximumCashflow.com and ExtraDigitMovement.com. It's important to watch those videos because here's the thing. you get an idea of what you're getting for $179.99. You're getting a website that already is loaded with everything you need. The only thing you got to do is upload a picture. That's it. It's ready to go. It's earning you money, whether you're working with it or not. As long as it's active with your $30 a month website fee, that website is going to earn you some money. All you have to do is get people over there to it. Okay, that's one thing you're getting. Now, I have built websites before, and I ain't going to build a website for less than $500. I'm just telling you guys that now. So already you winning, okay? Now, the next thing you get is knowledge. Knowledge is power, and I really should have saved that for last, but I want to go on and hit it now because I don't want to run out of time before I make all my points. But the next thing you get is the knowledge of how to operate a business, how to increase your income, what you can do right now to increase your income on your job. My econ and the working person, I mean, it just puts you on a whole nother level. It's like you got a job and a business. How can you get any better than that? Well, one of the things that they teach you is about investment. Now, see, I want you to think about something. You earn money by trading time for dollars. You know, rather you salary or hourly, it doesn't matter. You're trading time for dollars. You earn money by creating a business that pays you even when you're not working. That's when you step up to the residual or the leverage income because you're leveraging other people's talents. You know, all business owners don't know how to operate every aspect of their business. They hire people who can. They're leveraging their skills and their talents and paying them minimally compared to how well they're going to be paid. Because here's the thing. A business owner thinks different than someone who works. They think from the perspective of what can this person give me that will increase my earnings, and how much will it increase my earnings so I'll know how much I want to pay them for helping me do it. They ain't giving you half. They ain't giving you no 75%. They ain't even giving you 20%. They're paying you a wage. A wage is like robbery, okay? So that's what that is. Now, one of the other ways outside of work and business that you earn money is investment. By investing in other people's businesses, other people's whatever it is that they got going on, bonds or stocks, by investments, you grow your money without doing anything really, other than making wise decisions about what you're going to invest in. Well, my econ, though we don't sell investments, love their people enough that they teach them to become investors. Because until you become an investor, you'll never really, really experience wealth. Guys, listen, 97% of the wealthy people in the United States of America are business owners. Business owners. If you look at people who have won the lottery, they might have won $200 million. They still turn around and started some businesses and some nonprofits and all of that. Why? Because business is what drives America. It's what drives our economy. This is so important for you guys to get. When a person comes to you with an opportunity, even now I'm in my econ, but when people invite me to watch other videos and stuff like that, I still do it, not because I plan on joining anything, but I definitely will not miss anything because I'm skeptical. I don't know what my next opportunity is going to come from, but I know whatever comes, I got my econ, I'm keeping it regardless. But if anything else is out there, I will not approach it with skepticism. I approach it with the idea that I deserve the best, and I am always looking for the best, so I know that my life is on track for me to succeed in retiring without being poor and wondering how I'm going to buy all of this stuff and juggle all of this stuff. Okay? Some of you right now, you're intelligent. You have so much going on, but you say, you know, for all these skills and all the sacrifice I made to go to college, to graduate, to actually make good grades, look at how I'm being paid. Look at all this debt. The house note is killing me. The car note is killing me. Yada, 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 yada. Guys, you need my econ even when you don't think you do. So I don't want to sell nothing. You don't have to sell anything. Recruit. Well, I don't want to recruit nobody. I don't want to actually build no business or nothing. Okay, you don't have to recruit, and you ain't got to sell. Use the knowledge. be trained, be empowered, learn to think different, learn to think like a boss. Bosses make moves and they make money. When you make a move, the money will follow you. It will come looking for you. I used to hunt money down. I used to be always worried like I wasn't going to have enough, and I was trying to operate a business debt-free. And I will tell you guys, I still don't have a business loan. I thank God for that. And now because of my econ, I'm able to finance what I want to do with Lanico Enterprise. So now I'm able to, I have two different avenues of business income, okay? So when you look at it, I want you guys to really look at it. This is really all about me. It's like your decision is all about you. You deserve to live a comfortable life. And when you make the move out of fear into faith, when you make the move out of self-esteem into confidence, when you make the move out of your comfort zone into the flow, and it might not be all that comfortable, then money and success and prosperity and peace and joy will follow you. Some of you swear to God that you trust in God right now. You think that right now your struggle is making God happy, and he's looking at you like that unfaithful servant who got that one talent and buried it. Well, you a hard man, and I knew that you would want yours back. It's like, why didn't you put it to work so that you'll have mine and some more to add to it? We're talking about interest right now. I gave you something. I wanted you to grow it and show, make it turn into something. What are you turning your life into? What are you turning your skills into? What are you turning your friendships into? Everything you have is meant to produce something else, guys. Everything that's going on in your life right now is meant to produce something. So if you're feeling pressure, just like if you're in labor, the pressure is meant to push the baby out. No pressure, no baby. Okay? Diamonds, they're beautiful, huh? Every woman wants one. We want the clear ones. We want those that's cut flawlessly. We love them. We want them colored. We want them all kind of ways. We love us some diamonds. But they're created under pressure, not for a few minutes, not for a few hours, not for a few days. They're created under pressure over years and years and years. And the tougher it is for this diamond, the more it's pressurized, then the more it's worth. Guys, you got to understand something. You deserve a good life, but you won't give it to yourself until you learn to really love yourself. If you don't think you deserve a good life, you don't love yourself. And I'm just telling you, God didn't create anything to be mediocre, honey. Nothing he has created is mediocre. It's majestic in every way, even if it has seemed simple to you, even if it has seemed common to you, it's not common. It's not simple. It's miraculous, it's powerful, and it's beautiful. And we're talking about even you. He said that we were fearfully and wonderfully made, and I believe it. I believe that made us fearfully and wonderfully. Thank you guys for listening to the show. If you didn't catch it all, I suggest you check out our archives, and we will be back with you next Thursday, same bat channel, same bat place, guys, same bat time. Have a blessed day.